Sokala Duma Radio.
And we are live. Hello and welcome to my radio. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu. Well, this is the live Friday show. With me today in the studio is Rodney Reiners. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, how are you doing, NK?
I'm good, thanks. How's it going?
Okay. Interesting to see what happens with the Sundowns decision a little bit later. We are expecting a decision today, but we haven't heard anything as yet, so actually quite waiting to see what happens there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be fascinating. We'll touch more on that as the show goes along. Of course, just a reminder that we'll be live between 2 and 3. So in the next hour, you will hear from Sokala Duma's Rodney Reiners, also a former player in the Absa Premiership in the PSL. And we'll also have Benedict Vilakazi, the former of Orlando Pirates and Bafana Bafana at quarter past. And also in the show, we have Teboho Moloi, former coach and player of Orlando Pirates. Of course, Orlando Pirates, because Orlando Pirates are now on top of the Absa Premiership table, and by the end of this week they should be 6 points up or even more if other decisions go for them. If the DC decides to deduct points against Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates could be possibly 8 points ahead or 7 points ahead should they win and Sundowns get points deducted. So we'll talk that and more with Benedict Tsoho Vilakazi and also Teboho Mokoena. And before the end of the show, we'll speak to the legendary, one of my favorite defenders in the Absa Premiership in the PSL era, Edris Burton, formerly of Santos, amongst other clubs. Now, Rodney, of course, we have to start with you, and we have a lot of issues to deal with. The first one is an important clash midweek between Black Leopards and Orlando Pirates. Orlando Pirates took the lead at the top of the Absa Premiership table. They now lead by 3 points. That game was won largely in the second half. Orlando Pirates, it was very tight. Orlando Pirates taking the lead via free kick in the first half. Excellent free kick by Luvuyo Mamela. In the second half, of course, it was done and dusted. And Leopards coach Dylan Kerr said that it could have been a bigger margin. What did you make of the fact that Orlando Pirates have now stretched that lead from that midweek game?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to look at, they've got four games left, and I think they're going to find that a lot of the games are going to be like that, because teams are going to be extremely defensively organized against them. You saw that Leopards were very difficult to break down, and I think what Pirates are going to have to use until the end of the season is that they're going to need a lot of patience, because they're going to have to build up, they're going to have to pass, and to pass the ball and try and break down all these solid defenses, as we saw in the Leopards game. I think that's going to be par for the course for them. But in saying that, I think that they've been very intelligent in the way that they've approached the game, because they've got various formations that they can use, that they are trying to break these teams down. And they've been very successful at it. And I think you saw a lot of that in the second half against Leopards, because they saw what was happening in the first half, and they were able to adjust in the second half, and in that way break down that heavy defense. So I must say, I've been very impressed with the way Pirates have gone about their business this season.
Yeah, it speaks to what we were talking about last week in our live show with Coach Gordon Nickerson, and the fact that there are multiple men who in their own right should be coaches or have been coaches, are excellent coaches, which is Rulani Mokoena and Fadlo Davids, assisting coach Milutin Radojevic, that you have multiple people being able to break down a game and therefore being able to assist Orlando Pirates in their quest for a title in very long time. Now, another one on the same issue as well of tactics was that we, as Sokala Duma, touched on this tactical breakdown of Orlando Pirates and how they play. And it was an excellent article which was then shared by Coach Rulani Mokoena on his platform on Twitter, saying that if we have this kind of journalism where we break down stuff and we give people the information that they need about tactics, then the journalism in the country is going towards the right direction. What do you make of that? Is it important that we as journalists, as media people, understand tactics as much as or better than the average fan?
Yeah, I think that's very important, because I think a lot of times the people on the stands are not too aware of what's actually going on. So all they're interested in is the result, and they don't see that that there's another team on the field with its own tactics. And if Leopards are coming with tactics where they want to stop Orlando Pirates from playing, that's their tactic. We have to break them down as Pirates. So it's important for the fans to understand that Pirates have to have a plan in place as well. And I mean, to be honest, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. You spoke about Micho, Fadlu and Rulani. I'd love to be a fly on the wall when they sit down in a room and discuss how they're going to break down certain teams, how they're going to play against certain teams. It must make for interesting conversations.
It is fascinating as well. As also a football geek myself, to you know, because why these guys? Like, these are top-class guys coaching a top-class team, you know. So it's very interesting, even what is happening at Mamelodi Sundowns, even at Chiefs now, with Coach Sean Bartlett and Middendorp, you know. So there is this revolution where you take people who are in the right, who have their, in their own right, they should be coaching their own teams and fighting for titles, fighting for cups, and so on. Talking about Black Clippers a bit, there was a story as well on the Sokola Duma website where Coach Watson Yerenda of Baroka was quoted as saying that the top goal scorer at the moment, Moape Musonda, who's with Black Clippers, formerly with Orlando Pirates, he said that he's a good enough player who should be signed by a big team like Kaizer Chiefs. He's had a chance at Orlando Pirates, really didn't work out well, but at Black Leopards, he's now a top goal scorer in the country with 13 goals. Coach Watson Yerenda has weighed in. Black Leopards, I saw a response as well on that, because of course, it's their player, they don't want to lose any more players. Have you seen Moape Musonda throughout the season? What have you made of him?
Now, I've seen quite a bit of him. He's deadly, eh? He's deadly. Mm. I mean, he's an extremely good finisher. And look, if the big three is looking for a striker, I wouldn't see, he would be somebody to look at. He's extremely deadly. 13 goals at this stage of the season. Not bad. And get a couple more, I suppose.
Sure.
But if you're talking goals, I mean, if there's somebody I've been impressed with in terms of goal scoring this season, probably Mabuye at Sundowns.
Sure,
he's a midfielder. Mabuye, yeah. Midfielder, he's got 8 from midfield.
Sure.
You don't get that often, you know. So that's somebody I've been very impressed with in terms of goal scoring. He's been able to get forward and knock in the goals for Sundowns.
If you ask me, that's my player of the season. I've been thinking about it. Mutobi Mvala had a good start to the season. And other players as well. Like, if Mutupa has a stop and start, sometimes he scores 3 goals in consecutive matches as a stop and start. Vincent Bula, stop and start. But I think for me, Lebogang Mabuye, if it wasn't Jabulani Maluleke from Polokwane City or Mutobi Mvala, it was always going to be Lebogang Mabuye. For me, he's got my vote, if my vote counted. For you, would you also say that?
I love the way he played, and like I said, I love the way he scored the goals. I think Lorch is the definite candidate as well. Lorch has had a very good season. He's been instrumental in the way that Pirates have played and in their push for the title. But to be honest, and I've had this as a soft spot for the last few seasons, I have a hell of a soft spot for Lompol Kakana. And he's come second twice.
Yeah.
And I'd seriously love him to win it.
For sure. He's one of the most consistent performers in the APSA Premiership, Lompol Kakana. That's Rodney Reiner's choice. He has a soft spot for him. I have a soft spot for Lebogang Mabuye. I think that he deserves it because he's been played as a false nine. Mamelodi Sundowns has had striking problems with Jeremy Brockie not firing. And Lebogang Mabuye has stepped up. Well, all right, let's take a look now at what was covered in this week's edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper. Remember, every Wednesday you can get yourself a copy for only R3.90. One of the men who's been very consistent and been loyal to one team is DRC's Jean Munganga. He had a conversation with Bivanazo, our journalist. It's covered in this week's edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper. One of the questions that is being asked is why, Black Leopards, why haven't you gone and followed guys like Opatuche Zonange, who have signed pre-contracts with other clubs, and also his captain Munyai, and he answers those questions and so much more in this conversation that he has with Beaver Nazo. And also what's covered on the Sokola Duma newspaper, the editor on the editor's column, Vuyani Joni, spoke about Mamelodi Sundowns, which we'll speak about as well. Mamelodi Sundowns, it was a special performance by them. It deserves a tribute. We'll touch on that as well in this live show. All right, there was also a conversation by Celine Abraham, who spoke to Abraham Teo, who is the coach of the MDC squad with Bloemfontein Celtic. Remember, Bloemfontein Celtic won their multi-choice Disky Challenge and they had an opportunity to play with teams, with reserve sides in England. So he talks about that journey and so much more. So you get yourself a copy for only R3.90 every Wednesday. Now, Rodney, Mamelodi Sundowns, Al Ahly. We talked about this. We analyzed that game. Everyone else analyzed it. Everyone on TV, on radio, we analyzed the game and we thought it was going to be a very difficult game because eight-time champions and so on. And then Mamelodi Sundowns, 5-0. Your thoughts on that performance?
Well, they probably made us all look like idiots, didn't
exactly.
they? I think that's the thing with critics. I mean, we've got so much to say and so much to offer in terms of a game beforehand.
Sure.
In terms of how we want to analyze it, and all Mamelodi Sundowns did that day was just to make a mockery of what we actually said here in the
sure.
studio. That was an outstanding performance. It's probably one of the best performances I've seen against a team like Al Ahly.
Sure.
They were just superb on the day. But I think the important thing now is for them to stay calm. They got to stay focused. The game's already been shifted from Cairo to Alexandria. Not that should be a problem, because when they won the Champions League in 2016, they won it in Alexandria. So that should they should know the conditions. They should know the field. They'll know what to expect. But I think what Sundowns have to... The fact that they're leading 5-0 means that they can play a little bit differently. They can soak up the pressure. And I already see that Pitso wants to use Mashlambi because he can use his pace and absorb the pressure, and then hit them on the counter. And that could be interesting in that second leg.
There are consequences, of course, in Egypt, in those big teams, with those big teams when you don't win the African Champions League. And also there will be consequences with the coach who's sent out a statement of apology to the fans, of course. Let's look at the permutations. Is there a way back for Al Ahly? I remember one final that I watched where they lost in the first leg 3-1, and I thought it was done and dusted, and they won the second leg 3-0, if I remember quite correctly. I think that was the last edition. So is there a way back for them?
Personally, I don't think there's a way back. And probably going to make a fool of myself again, but I don't think there's a way back. 5-0 against a team like Sundowns, I don't think so. Sundowns are they're extremely level-headed, controlled side. They'll have the right attitude, the right mentality. I can't see Al Ahly coming back from that.
Yeah, I mean, with all the experience, and it would look very dodgy as well to see them winning 6-0. It would take a lot, but of course we can't put it past any team that knows the tricks of playing in the CAF Champions League as well. Now, about Sundowns, I think this is a major story for Mamelodi Sundowns. Of course, there was a guilty verdict that was meted out by the PSLDC on Mamelodi Sundowns for fielding an ineligible player. We touched on that last week in the live show. What we knew before coming on in the studio for this live show was that Mamelodi Sundowns were gonna know what their punishment is today. So by the end of the day today or the end of the weekend, they would know. For us to give you this information, and also it's for us to just provide context as to what this all means. You remember that that game ended as a draw between Mamelodi Sundowns and Bidvest. So if any punishment is meted out, it could be a point deduction or a 3 points granted to Bidvest or even a fine. Of course, that would then have implications on the standings in the Absa Premiership. Rodney, let's talk about that a bit. What do you foresee happening here from as a man of so much experience? What do you foresee happening here?
Look, I think we're going to have to take a precedent has been set, and that was the tender and daughter issue last
yes.
season. A precedent was set. Ajax lost points, and points were awarded to the opposition. And I think that that's probably going to have to happen again, where Sundowns are going to have to lose that point, and it will have to go on to Bidvest. So I think we're going to see Sundowns losing that point. That's if the PSL follows the precedent that was set in the Ndoro case, Sundowns will have to lose that point. They'll drop down to 43, which will give Pirates a 4-point lead.
Yeah.
And then they play Free State Stars at the weekend, and that could take
it
us
could
into
be a
could
point.
Easily be 7 points by the time Sundowns come back from Cairo.
And Bidvest, of course, probably they would be granted the 3 points as well.
Right, that'll give them an extra 2. Will take them to 43. And they'll still be 4 behind
Orlando Pirates.
Yeah.
All right, we now have, thank you very much for that analysis. We'll touch back on the other issues as well. We now have on the line former Orlando Pirates star and Bafana Bafana star Tso Vilakazi. Benedict, thank you very much for joining us on Sokola Duma Radio. How's it going today?
Hello?
All right, so can you hear me?
Yes,
thank you very much, man, for joining us on Sokola Duma Radio. It's myself, Nkululeko Ngewe, and former PSL player Rodney Reiners. Let's talk a bit. Of course, it's an interesting weekend in the Absa Premiership. But before we get into that, let's talk a bit about what you are currently doing at the moment. All right, we seem to have lost Tso Vilakazi. Mm-hmm. We'll try and get him on the line as well. All right, so we were going to talk about what he is currently doing at the moment. There is information about an academy that he's trying to set up and also a possible partnership with an Absa Premiership team with that academy as well. We'll touch on that as well. So we were on this case of Bid vs Wits, Mamelodi Sundowns, and of course the benefit that it would have on the title rivals like Orlando Pirates, of course. Ronnie, let's touch a bit on that. I mean, Bid vs Wits have had moments where they could have been able to extend their lead at the top of the Absa Premiership table. Would this help for them getting the 2 points if it happens that way?
Yeah, of course it'll help. I think. In a title race, any point helps at any stage. So that is that'll obviously work for them. They've got Chipper this evening, which is I think is going to be an extremely difficult encounter. Chipper are very difficult to break down. The same way that I spoke to you about Leopards, Chipper have that same way, very 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 well organized and very difficult to break down. But Gavin's been speaking about quite a while. He's been speaking about the fact that his teams have been a bit unlucky. They haven't been able to convert the chances that they've had. So he'd have been working on that during the past few weeks. And I'm sure if he gets that 2 points, he'll see it as a bit of motivation to push a little bit harder.
Yeah, I mean, they've had so many opportunities. I don't want to dwell too much on that point, but they've had so many opportunities. And they had an opportunity as well to take a point from Orlando Pirates or take the full 3 points against Orlando Pirates, and they gave it away. Of course, it was an on goal in the last minute. So, I think it looks like we have Tso Vilakazi back on the line. Let's chat to him now about what he is currently doing and so much more that is happening in the Absa Premiership. So, can you hear us? All right, seems like we've lost Benedict Tso Vilakazi as well. Of course, that will have an impact on the other guests that we have, but we'll try and resolve that as soon as possible. Of course, it's interesting because the Absa Premiership has been mired in this image problem of it being perceived as a league that points are gained in the boardroom. The same thing happened last year, and I remember Orlando Pirates didn't gain any points from the Ajax saga. I don't know whether they withdrew their side of the. I can't remember if they withdrew their side of the case. And of course, this year, of course, it's playing out because last year when the Tendoya Ndoro saga dragged on and on and on, there were appeals. It had title implications. You know, it would have boosted Orlando Pirates' points. It would have boosted the other rivals' points, not only about Orlando Pirates, you know. So what do you think the detrimental impact of having that kind of thing playing itself out in the second consecutive season now?
I think the most important thing that needs to happen with regard to DC issues is that they need to be resolved a lot quicker. I think that's all the coaches that's what Pitzel's been complaining about. It's what so many clubs complain about, because when there are issues around DC issues, then it just takes too long. The Wayne Arendse saga has been dragging on for 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
The Ndoro saga took us all the way to the Supreme Court.
Sure.
We've got to, the PSL has got to find a way to solve these issues quicker. And that, I think, is the bottom line. It's the only way we're going to find some sort of consensus, some sort of agreement in which we let the league proceed in a more organized manner. It's got to be resolved earlier.
And of course, similar to the Ndoro saga last year, this season there could be an appeal. Mamelodi Sundowns came out and they gave a timeline of what had happened during the case, like what happened with why were there any postponements, and they confirmed that there was only one postponement from their side, whereas the PSL made it seem as if Mamelodi Sundowns' involvement in the CAF Champions League was the reason why there were so many postponements. So you can see that with that information out from the PSL in the press conference, and then Mamelodi Sundowns' subsequent statements, it indicates that there is some sort of power play. You know, I'm sure the brand is harmed in the process as well when we see something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially if you look at last season. I mean, last season, the way that Ndoro saga was tracked around virtually for months, and that definitely had a detrimental effect on the PSL as a brand. And it's something that the PSL needs to look at, because Otherwise, we're going to have this sort of issue running season after season after season. We have an issue. It drags out a few months. It becomes a bigger issue. It festers a little bit more. It becomes an even bigger issue. So they have to be decisive in the way that they solve these issues.
All right. And also something big is happening tonight. By the time you wake up tomorrow, you will know the identity of teams that will be facing Bafana Bafana at the African Cup of Nations 2019 in Egypt. We've now since found out that Bafana Bafana will be in Pot C and they will be playing against teams in Pot A, Pot B and Pot D. Let's now look at the permutations. Who would you like to avoid, considering that in Pot A, there's Egypt, the hosts, Cameroon, Senegal, Tunisia, Nigeria, Morocco. And then in Pot 2, there's DR Congo, Ghana, Mali, Ivory Coast, Guinea, and Algeria. As Bafana Bafana, who would you generally not want to be playing against?
Yeah, it's absolutely tough for Bafana. If you look at Pot 1, Egypt, Cameroon, Nigeria, Senegal, Tunisia, Morocco.
Take your pick.
If it's up to me, I would say, well, probably Morocco or Tunisia we could go for. In Pot 2, I would say Guinea, because the others are Ivory Coast, Algeria, Ghana. I would say Guinea. And in that last one, we don't want Zimbabwe, that's for sure.
Of course.
Or Angola. So maybe Tanzania. If we want an easy group, I would say Morocco, Guinea, Tanzania.
Yeah.
And the worst scenario would be probably Egypt, Ivory Coast, Zimbabwe.
Because, of course, you need to be the top two. I think the top number threes as well, because there would be possibly 12 teams, number one and number two, going to the next round, and then they need to fill it in with around four teams. So you want to be top two
to guarantee yourself
a spot in the next round. Of course, I had a look as well at the previous African Cup of Nations that we qualified for. That was in 2015. And Bafana Bafana were in a group similar to the group of death that we may potentially get tonight. They were with Ghana, Senegal and Algeria. And we only came up with 1 point and we didn't qualify for the last African Cup of Nations. So it emphasizes the importance of getting yourself a favorable group.
Yeah, of course. Look, in any tournament like this, whether it's the Nations Cup or whether it's the World Cup, any tournament like this, sometimes you need a bit of luck. And the luck is in the draw. So let's just hope that Bafana get a good draw and we can go maybe all the way to the competition. Because if we get Egypt or Ivory Coast along those lines, we're going to have our work cut out. Not that we can't do it, but we're certainly going to have our work cut out.
All right. It seems as if we have Tso Vilakazi back on the line. So hopefully you will be able to hear me this time around. We're talking about the fact that you building a partnership with one of the Absa Premiership teams. You have an academy. At what stage is that now?
Just hoping for the test. It's something that actually needs to start in June. So we just, engaging each other and trying to find, the best thing that we can do for the kids.
All right. And then tell us a little bit about the history of the academy, the name as well. Is it starting this year only? Have you been working with the boys for a while?
Yes, the boys talent football academy. We've been working for started last year, and we're just trying to really help the poor one in terms of really getting the football in their system and enjoying the game, because the poor one, they love the game but they don't get that opportunity of really expressing themselves. So having a big team like Cape City, of which they've got good coaches, good structure, so I think the kids will really kind of benefit if things go well between me and the Cape Town City.
All right, and then of course you can confirm that you are still in discussions with Cape Town City. It's something that you will be able to announce once everything has been signed up.
Yeah, no, I just hope for the best. If everything goes well, and then definitely, the big man will announce, because I'm just a small boy, so the big man, he's the one who's gonna announce if everything goes well.
All right. And of course, so we haven't spoken to you in a very long time. We're excited to have you on the show with the people listening live in now. Sokola Dumafolo was listening in now live. There is, of course, a relation to what is happening in the Absa Premiership at the moment has a relationship with you one way or the other, whether it's direct or indirect, that your former team is now 3 points on top of the league. Would you, and Mamelodi Sundowns as well, are high up there. There's also Bidvest Wits, there's also Cape Town City. Which team do you think will take the Absa Premiership this year?
I don't know, because, you know, for now, I know a lot of people are saying, you know, it's only 5 games left, so it's almost done. But I see this one go to the last game because of, you know, Sundowns are there doing very well. Pirates are doing very well. Wits are doing very well. And, you know, it's very, very tight. And I can't, so difficult for me to still.
Yeah, for sure. That's understandable.
I can only comment who's going to win on the last day of the league game.
All right. And then lastly from us, and we thank you very much for speaking to us. Last one, what kind of mentality do teams have to have towards the end of the season? It's 5 games left, it's still neck and neck. What kind of mentality do you think players need to have in order to make sure that they clinch that title?
Look, one is to, they don't have to put themselves under pressure, but they must know one thing, that everything depends, everything is in their hands. No one needs to put pressure on them, because the minute they put pressure on them, that's when now you make life to be difficult for everyone. So one thing is, I believe all the coaches, they're doing the very same thing in terms of making sure that they've got confidence in themselves, you know, confidence in terms of how the team has done since the start of the season, and what is that the team wants to achieve at the end of the season. So that helps the boys in terms of mentally and obviously physically, to be ready and, you know, hopefully, you know, win, because everyone, that's one thing that they want, to win at the end of the team. So, that's it.
All right. So thank you very much, man, for speaking to us. Nice catching up with you, too. Thank you very much. That is Tsou Vilakazi, formerly of Orlando Pirates, Bafana Bafana, as well as Mamelodi Sundowns there. Rodney, he talks about not being able to pick a winner at this point. Of course, some of us have been bold enough to pick winners already. Do you see a winner here? Or are you as coy as he is with regards to where this might go?
I think it's a two-horse race. I think it's between Pirates and Sundowns. Definite two-horse race. I can't see the other. The other two are in there. Like Gordon said last week, he thought Cape Town City was an outside bet. I think it's a two-horse race between Pirates and Sundowns. Mm. I think for this season they've probably been the two best teams on show. And from a football point of view, sure, it's always good when the best team wins the league.
Yeah, and I mean, the other crazy thing about this whole juggling the CAF Champions League and the Absa Premiership, I think the other crazy thing is that by the time that they come back, they played the first leg last week against Al Ahly, so they couldn't play any Absa Premiership games even midweek. By the time that they come back, then they're also playing the second leg now, that they will come back with Orlando Pirates potentially 6 points ahead, but also having 2 games in hand. The mental aspect of seeing a log table with a team leading by 6 points, how does that affect the Mamelodi Sundowns team?
I think they're quite used to it, probably. I think they're quite used to it because they've seen this before. They did it in 2016.
Yeah.
They've been in the Champions League for the last few seasons. They've been able to juggle that. I think Pitso rotates the team very well. They've got the right attitude, the right mentality. They know exactly how to approach it. They know what they've got to do. Mm. It's not like they haven't been there before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Pitso always says, I've seen this movie before. So they've done it. They know what they have to do.
It's not a new experience for them.
It's not a new experience. So I think that's an advantage for them. They'll come back from Alexandria. They'll come back from Egypt. They'll know they'll have a game in the week, and they'll be ready for it. They'll be prepared for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. And I like the fact that you already ruling out Bid vs Verz. For me, Bid vs Verz have just punched me in the stomach because I was looking and rooting forward to them. Because I know Gavin Hunt, and of course you would know as well, that Gavin Hunt is a serial winner. And when I saw them squander like a 9-point lead, 8-point lead, I was like, okay, this is probably over for them. I ruled them out a long time ago. However, maybe they might even surprise us.
Yeah, I suppose they would. I mean, I know Gavin very well. I played against him as well when he was at Hellenic. Mm. He'll probably kick my ass for ruling him out. But at this stage, I think his team's been too inconsistent this season.
Yeah.
They've been up and down. They've, like you said, they've squandered quite a bit of points. Mm. And I just think that, as I said earlier, that Pirates and Sundowns have been the two best teams on show, and I can't see the title going to anybody else
other than those
of them.
Two clubs. Yeah. All right. If you're still listening, we are Sokola Duma Radio. We have Debza on the line, Debo Khomoloi on the line, formerly of Orlando Pirates. We'll speak to him a little bit about Orlando Pirates and other contemporary issues as well. I also have Rodney Reiners in the studio to chat more about these issues. Now, Coach Debza, thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokola Duma Radio. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you? Let me greet your listeners.
Yes, thank you very much for being with us, Coach Debza. It's been an interesting past 7 days for Orlando Pirates. They won a match against Bid vs Verz, number 2 versus number 3, and via an on goal in the last few seconds of that game. They also won a game against Black Leopards. They're now 3 points on top of the Absa Premiership table, with only a handful of games to go. At the end of this weekend, if they defeat Free State Stars, they'll be 6 points ahead. Mamelodi Sundowns, in the meantime, are playing continental football. What do you make of Orlando Pirates' chances for this Absa Premiership season?
Firstly, can I give my own experience of us winning the league?
For sure.
When Pareto won the league, the late Jota Khoza, as you remember that at that time, a lot of Pirates legends were part of the Pirate development. She made the point that the first team was trained at Mayfair. And she made the point that all the legends that were working for the development, they must be present at all the sessions of Orlando Pirates' last 7 games. And when we won the league that year, we played a curtain raiser against a team in Rustenburg in Royal Bafokeng, where Pirates beat Vets when they won the league, when Pareto was in charge. And all the legends were there, and the players, they were put at ease because of, from in the morning, they interacted with everyone. We took away the anxiety and the stress, and they were able to. And when we won it with Augusto, last 5 games, the training, it was no longer about training, it was the mental aspect. So for me, it is very important that the things get to be changed around the scene, get the players to relax, get the players to understand what it means to win the league, what it means to wear the Pirates jersey, what it means to play the last 5 games to win there.
Mm.
And another thing is that what I liked was that myself and Palacio, we went out there and told everyone that we want to win the league. We want treble. But I'm not sensing that from the technical team. You see, now it is no longer about the player. It is about the technical team. How are they going to motivate us to come to the stadium and support those boys? Because if you take the draw against Sundowns, it is the first time in the history of Pirates that Sundowns goes to Orlando and rule Orlando. And after the game, and sing and be happy and...
Yeah.
You know, it must be a joyous day for Sundowns. It was the first time. So for me, it tells me that something needs to be done. Something needs to be given to the players. That confidence, that belief, you know, that thing of saying we are winning this league. Because of, you look at Sundowns, how they play. You look at Sundowns, how they do things. That's why I say they went to Orlando, they ruled. They played against Al Ahly, they broke our record. You know, we beat them 3-0 away, they beat them 5-0. Be it is away or here at home, it doesn't make any difference. But for them to be ahead with whatever number of points Sundowns games in hand, for Sundowns not to be able to catch up with them, it should be a psychological game that is being played at our games, so that even the Sundowns players, when they see what is happening when Pirates win, it sends a message to them and it disturbs them. So that is why you see that Pirates got a lucky goal against them, because they were disturbed by what Sundowns did at Orlando. And if you remember, you take us back again, 4-0 at Ellis Park. Remember when Surprise Murillo was all over us and they gave us 4. But the late Zotto, the way she was so intelligent, that woman, she went to the DJ. And that is, you remember that was the time we were called Happy People.
Yes.
And he played, he asked the DJ, the stadium, to play the CD, Yaga Arkeli, yeah, Happy People. And we were all singing and happy and dancing. And it hit Sundowns to say, hey, but we've given these people 4-0 and they're not depressed. They're not feeling anything.
Mm.
They are happy. Actually, they're happy people. You know, this thing of happy people, they're happy people. So, just that of Sundowns at Orlando. You know, for me, it is now for the technical team to come out boldly and strongly. Because after the game, Peter even had a wry smile, you know, to say, yeah, I hear Memela say they want to win the league. I don't know if he said Bayela or Lodge. I don't know who. And then he said even either Memela or Lodge are also saying that they want to win the league. Well, you know, the players want to, but I've never heard the technical team coming out bold and strong.
Mm.
They're saying we're taking this league. This league belongs to us as Pirates. You know, this is Pirates. This is not a small team. The technical team needs to understand where are they? When you are a Pirate, you must be bold. You must be brave. You must say things. You know, when we started defending the treble, me and Lucky, I had just came back to come and help defend the treble. Me and Lucky went out and be bold and we were bold when the season started. He said, we're defending the treble.
Mm.
And the chairman called us. The chairman called us. Do you know what are you guys saying to the nation and what? Do you know how to do it? But you've already said it. Now it is for us now as a team to really stand by what you and Lucky say. And you know what happened? As they say, everything happened and it's history. Now it's for the technical team also. Come out. Be bold enough and tell the ghost that we are taking this thing. This thing belongs to you. Know, they must see that you really mean it. But if you go there, you give excuses, we will win, we're not so, you know, it's like they're not so sure. That is not even the own goal. You know, if I was there with that own goal, I wouldn't say even it was lucky or last minute. I'll be happy, I'll be screaming, I'll be jumping out. You know, you'll be giving the supporters that game on top. Even my own goal, I celebrate. But now we are saying, if it wasn't for that own goal, you know, you get me what I'm saying.
Yeah, but to be fair, to be fair, Coach Debza, to be fair, they actually celebrated the players, and also even they responded by taking the lead outright against Black Leopards 3 days ago. Of course, another statement would be them beating Free State Stars. Let's now wrap it up and try and look at the permutations. Mamelodi Sundowns could be docked a point. The PSL has announced that they will meet out their punishment in the next 24 to 48 hours. What would that mean in the title race?
For me, until Sundowns are equal with Pirates with the number of games,
sure,
then we can start knowing where will the league title go to. Because of, I don't want to lie, they are on cloud 9. We're not so sure. You know, we always say games in hand doesn't mean points in hand.
Mm.
But Sundowns drew, you know, they had a couple of games in hand. They drew here, they lost there, won there. And they managed to be on top of Pirates. You understand what I'm saying? So now to bank on saying that, they take that 1 point. Okay, they take the 1 point, and Sundowns, if they win or they draw one and win two, what happens? They still jump Pirates. So
you know, it is now all of us saying, let us pray, you know, sing a lali. Otherwise, for me, you know, winning against Al Ahly has really changed the team. It's really changed the team. They'll come back here at home on that cloud nine and feeling that they are well beaters. And we just pray and maybe and hope that somebody stops them, because of when Pirates had a chance to stop them at Orlando, they couldn't.
Yeah, that was the overall argument with critics, that you had an opportunity to take points away from them, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
Coach, in summing up then, because of time, in summing up, it sounds as if you are leaning more towards the endorsement of Mamelodi Sundowns based on their strength, that they are good enough, they should be able to defend their title.
No, not exactly that. I want boldness from my team. I want encouragement. I want, you know, bold statements every day. I want to hear them, you know, preaching it out so that we can go to the stadium and support and believe in them. But see, I mean, now anyone, so you're not getting that. You're not getting that oomph from the team to say that say win a lentole. So I'm not saying that Pirates won't win the league, but I'm just saying that Wamande, we are praying and saying, Nyawuti, Sundowns must just draw or lose somewhere, you know, where else we could have wrapped it up, Ngalea win, you know, or Orlando Stadium.
All right. And then the potential of a points docking, you don't see it playing any hand. You think that the team is too strong. They should be able to come back again and get points anyways.
Yeah, the team is too strong, man. You know, we've got to give it to Peter that before he started all this thing, he said, I will go to Pirates and ask things and learn from those things. You know, this is another thing. Our players, again, they can't play out of the box. It is like they're following each and every tactical movement to the T. You know, you heard Peter what he said about Mshishi. He said Mshishi must play to the strength of the team, but if his individual brilliance can take us somewhere, but still in the system of the of our style of play, then Mshishi, you are okay to do that. But our players, I don't see them playing with that freedom, you know. I don't see them, I don't see them giving that style, man. So what is, you know what, free, man. Even if this thing doesn't work, let's try this and make this happen so that we can win games. You know, Peter said he's coming to us to ask, and he came, and now he's conquering Africa, and he said, I know where the trophy is, and I will go and get the league trophy. He went. Now he's saying, you can see, that's what I'm saying, that after the Pirates game, you could see he was mimicking our players, and he said, they want to win the league. It was like he was saying that, oh, they want to win the league. Oh, the players want to win the league. Not the whole team believes in the the trophy.
For sure.
So you understand me what I'm saying? What you see, so has that arrogance. Has that thing what we are Sundowns. And for me, Pirates is the biggest team. We must say that we are Pirates. And we know what we stand for. And nobody can come and pull us. And we've won a treble and double treble. You know, you must say we've gone to the continent twice and Continental Cup finals twice. You know, you must be proud. You must be, you know, you must walk with arrogance. Now I'm on top of the league. Now I'm doing this. Now I know I'm going to win this. Okay, I've done with Sundowns. Now I'm going to show everybody. You know, but that boldness, we need that. I need that boldness. Me now on my own, I need that boldness. I need that arrogance. I need that person who says, here's the Pirates culture. This is what I know. This is what I'm going to throw out there to people. And they must buy this thing that I'm saying to them or that I'm doing.
All right, Coach Debza, thank you very much for that summary. I got to let you go now, but I really, really appreciate your input on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Akia.
Thank you very much. That is Coach Debza, former player and former treble winning coach at Orlando Pirates, with an excellent analysis. We'll go quickly to Coach Edris Button a bit, but I want to touch on what Tebza said. He mentions the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns are a strong team. Nothing should be taken for granted, that Orlando Pirates are not bold enough. They're not coming out to say that they want to win the league outright. How important are those statements in terms of the psychological aspect of things, where you announce to the world that you want to take this and you go for it? If you lose it, you lose it.
Yeah, look, there's nothing wrong with a bit of swagger. Mm. I think you've seen that with Sundowns over the years. A lot of people say Pitso is a bit brash, but that comes from the swagger and the arrogance that they have. And it infuses the team with confidence and belief. And I think maybe Tebza is right in that sense, in that he needs those Pirates guys to have that same sort of attitude. You know what? We can do this. Mm. We are capable of doing this. And if it means that you have to show people that a little bit, there's nothing wrong with that, because that'll still let all that confidence filter down into the rest of the team.
Yeah, and it also touches on the fact that even if there's a 6-point, even if there's a 6-point gap or a 7-point gap, Sundowns are still good enough. And it mentions something that I went through as well, like as and when Sundowns had these games in hand and they kept on losing some of them, they won some of them, they drew some of them, but they still came out as number one. So that team is extremely strong.
Yeah, they're extremely strong. And the other point that I picked up that Tebza made, which I thought was a very good point, is that that win over Al Ahly, that 5-0 win over Al Ahly, is going to make them come back. When they come back to South Africa, as he said, they're on cloud nine when they come back.
Mm.
They have this confidence about them because they were able to beat one of the best clubs on the continent 5-0. So they're going to come back and they're going to have so much confidence in that squad, and they're going to probably just try and dust off whoever they come back when they come back. It's not going to be easy, but they do have the quality to dispatch of the opposition going forward.
All right, you're still listening to Sokala Duma Radio. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeo, and with Sokala Duma's Rodney Reiners, listening to one of the best shows online. Now, we'll speak to one of the best players to have ever played in the EPSA Premiership in the PSL era, one of the best defenders to have ever played in our shows. That is Edris Burton. Edris, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. How's it going, sir? Thank you very much for joining us, Edris, on Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing well, man. I'm relaxing a little bit. I'm doing good, man.
Yeah, man. It's very nice to speak to you. One of the best defenders we have ever played in the Premier League. Thank you very much for joining us. And one of the questions that were asked by some of the fans, as we mentioned, that we're going to have you in the next 10 minutes or so before we wrap up the show, was that what are you currently doing at the moment?
The last time I was involved was at Stellenbosch Football Club. So I left at them last year. So currently I'm doing nothing. No, I'm just joking. I'm doing a little bit of accounting work on my own. As you're well aware that while I was playing, I was doing some accounting work as well. So yeah, I've got a few clients and I do some bookkeeping work for them. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm also involved with sports brand Lotto, Italian sports brand Lotto, and I do some work for them as well. I'm still a little bit in the sporting industry still.
Yeah, I mean, as an administrator, you left a decent legacy at Stellenbosch. If their position in the league is anything to go by, because they are leading the National First Division, though they've been dropping points with the last couple of games that they've played. Have you been able to notice them this season? And what about them has made them to be where they are?
No, I think obviously the structures that was put in place and obviously the new owners now as well. So there's a good structure and a good base that was put in place. But I've watched one or two of their games. I think they've got a solid base. And the main thing is they've got somebody that can score goals, Ikram Reyna. I know him from Santos days, having signed him as a youngster at Santos already. So he can score goals. He's got lots of pace. He knows where the net is. And that's what you need. You know, if you've gone through the history, your teams that get promoted, ideally they have one player that can score goals for them. And that's what they've done well. And I think, you know what, they just need to push it to the end.
Bert, it's Rodney. How are you doing? You all right? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Bert, it's Rodney. Can you hear me?
I'm good, Rodney.
Cool, man. Listen, obviously, you've obviously been following the PSL quite closely as well. I know you're still very interested in what's going on. So if you look at that race between Pirates and Sundowns, and we've got Wits and City lurking there behind them as well, what's your thoughts on that, on the title race?
Sure, it's a tough one to call, Rodney. I think it's really tough. It's going to be tight. It's going to go down to the wire. But at the moment, Pirates are in the pound seat, leading Sundowns by 3 points. But Sundowns obviously have got, I think it is 2 games in hand. And obviously there's the looming legal matter with Sundowns as well.
Right.
So anything can happen there. But in saying that, Pirates definitely in the pound seat. They've done well with Sundowns being inactive in the Absa Premiership. But in saying that, you know what, Sundowns have struggled to score goals. Their last game, I think they should have beaten, I think they played Polokwane. But they should have won it much, much easier. And I think that's going to be their Achilles heels, not being able to score goals and not being able to kill teams off. I hope you're not going to ask me to bet on this one, eh, Rodney?
No, not at all. Listen, I wanted to come back to some of your other words. You say Sundowns can't score goals. Hey, man, they just dispatched Al Ahly 5-0.
I'm saying Pirates.
Okay.
Put the ball in it, yeah.
Okay, no, that's fine.
On the other hand, Sundowns, they can score from even their defenders. Wayne Aronson is scoring.
Exactly, yeah.
So I think... They still. I think the team to beat, and I think come towards the end of the season, they will definitely be there and pushing for the title. I mean, if you look at it, if they win the 2 games, they should be topping the log. But anything is possible.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you know? from a Cape Town point of view, and you obviously a big legend down here in Cape Town. What's your thoughts on Cape Town City and how Benny McCarthy's done there?
Now, Benny's done amazing. He's done an absolutely amazing, amazing job. I think he's got the players playing to a certain style. And he also, you can see him, you know, you can see the character of the personality that Benny is that's coming out in the players. You know, they have that never say die attitude. Some of the games that I've watched of him, you know, they have that, you know, they almost like have their heart on their sleeves, you know. But Benny's been doing amazing job. I think lots of credit to his support staff, and also John Commit the vision to look into that. You know, give Benny a chance. And I mean, he's in his second season, won a major knockout trophy already, and he's just done absolutely amazing. You know, and there's always something new happening. They just signed a new young kid as well. You know, so they're always trying to keep that interest, they keep that enthusiasm within the club. And yeah, I think, you know, Benny's definitely in the making for big things in the coaching department.
All right. And of course, we can never discount your experience as a league winner. You know what it takes to win leagues. What do you think is happening in the minds of the players now? At Bidvest Wits, we've seen them, I would say they froze a bit. Seen Orlando Pirates as well dilly-dallying, but they now look like they want to take it. What is happening in the mindset of the players, both Sundowns, Pirates, Bidvest Wits, Cape Town City, those teams?
No, I think, if I just look at the technical teams, the coaches that are involved, the coaching structure at Pirates, they've boosted that. Pizza and then these guys are experienced, Gavin Hunt. You know, so that's there. And I think the key thing is to make sure that the players, you know, they need to know and they must know that what is the job on hand. And that's going to be key for them. And the players have got to, you know, it's like, you've got to love for this. You know, being so close to winning a league championship doesn't come every day. And I think the players have got to realize that, listen, I've got this one opportunity and I've got to live for training. I've got to live, you know, everything else comes second. And I think if the players, and I think if you look at the teams, Sundowns have got that players that have done it, players that have, you know, they've got to live. If they've never lived to be a professional footballer 24/7, I think the last 6 games, the last 7 games, is an opportunity for them to do that now. And you know what? After that, you've given your all. And, you know, you just got to make sure that it happens. But give yourself a chance. The players are going to give themselves a proper chance. There's no regrets. Go for it, and you just slip in. You gotta tooth and nail, have a go, 100%. And you know, like they always say, you gotta leave nothing. Everything's gotta be left on the field of play, even on the training field.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And before we wrap up, I need to squeeze this in because we have the pleasure of having you here. You are a defender, one of the best who have ever kicked a ball in this country. There is an insinuation that the goal-scoring problem that we have in this country is as a result of the improvement in the kind of defenders. Other people are, of course, against that. They're saying that if we were as good in defense, it would have meant it would have done us good in the international front. What is the reason behind the decline in top-scoring strikers?
No, I think you know, we just got to look at our strikers currently. I'm a firm believer of technique, of training when it comes, and also you know the development. And I take Benny McCarthy as an example, having come through the IF structures, having come through the going to Europe. But there's a base that's in place, and I'm talking about a development base. If you look at our strikers, they're being picked up when they're playing. At possibly ABC Motsepe League. And by then, they possibly 21, 22. What development, proper development has come really as a goal scorer. And I'll use the English as an example where Michael Owen, where you know when the ball's on the byline, the run is either at the near post or it's at the far post. And that's what they've done for the whole of their lives. They know that, you know, that's why they say, okay, the English are predictable or whatever, but that's what they've done. And if you look at our youngsters and our players that come through as goal scorers, I personally don't think that the development is, or the proper development has been done as far as ensuring that we have the actual goal scoring caliber of strikers in our country. And I think that for me, development is key, and it's a very sore point in our football growth at the moment.
Yeah.
But you know, there's always that room for something to work on, and that is definitely one. Goals win games, unfortunately, you know, and we just lack in giving the necessary attention to scoring goals. I mean, it might sound silly coming from me as a defender, but you know what. We just need to put a little bit more emphasis on the development as the players, as the young players, the ranks. And we just got to look at what's happening at our youth levels, even at international. We've got our under-20s going to the World Cup. Definitely there's the talent is there. But we've got to give an opportunity to develop them further and give them a chance in the higher levels.
Yeah.
What's happening in the world.
Yeah, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much, man, for giving us your time, for being generous with your time. We've now reached the end of the show. We thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. That was Edris Button, formerly of Santos, of course, multiple times, lifting trophies in the EPSA Premiership, then known as the Castle Premiership, in the PSL overall. Now, Rodney, before we wrap up in the last few seconds, there are some interesting encounters in the EPSA Premiership. I'll go through this weekend's fixtures, and you let me know which is your fixture of the weekend. As we mentioned, Chippa United are playing Bidvest Wits tonight at 8 p.m. Black Leopards hosting Kaizer Chiefs, Super Sport United, Bulawayo City, Orlando Pirates, Free State Stars tomorrow, Highlands Park, Maritzburg United, AmaZulu travel to Golden Arrows on Sunday, and Cape Town City travel to Bloemfontein Celtic. Most important fixture for you before you let it go?
Oh, without a doubt, Pirates versus Free State Stars, because we want to see what happens there. Pirates win, they're going to go 6 points clear.
Yeah, that is Rodney Reiners. Thank you very much for being with us on the show. And thank you very much to you who's been listening to the show live. I am Nkululeko Nkeu. Simon Strela is our producer. We thank you very much for being with us.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.